to April, much higher than the 0.1% rise the previous month. An investigating committee says the Texas House of Representatives will vote Saturday on whether to impeach State Attorney General Ken Paxton. The GOP-led committee spent months quietly looking into Paxton and has recommended that the state's top lawyer be impeached on 20 articles, including bribery, unfitness for office, and abuse of public trust. Residents of Guam cleaning up after Typhoon Mawar. Minor injuries reported, but no fatalities. This is SRN News.
People ask me sometimes, Lance, I'm worried about my finances and I feel bad because I should be worried, right? I realize that inflation is going to be eating up money. I've got to do something to get around this crazy stock market and Biden's spending spree. Gold has, since the beginning of time, been the resource that God's people have relied on. The silver is mine and the gold is mine, is what the prophet Haggai said during a time of great shaking. To protect your retirement, I recommend that you diversify your 401k or IRA right out of paper assets and into physical gold. And the best way to do that is with Gold IRA from the Birch Gold Group. I want you to text the words FAITH, F-A-I-T-H, to 989898 and get a free info kit on Gold IRAs. There's no strings attached to this, so just text FAITH, F-A-I-T-H, to 989898 and see what I've discovered here about gold and its ability to stabilize your investment and create a storage of wealth for you in unsteady times.
Holiday weekend, Memorial Day, and we are here. I was just communicating with Skipper. Got a couple of situations in our neighborhood that we need to know. Yes, Eddie Bader.
How you doing, Greg?
I'm ready for a long holiday weekend, I think.
You and me both, brother. Hey, by the way, I've been seeing the pictures of Janelle. Great, man.
Yeah.
It just warms my heart every time. Don't you start, Greg Budell.
Let's see. We have from Skipper, right up the street from us, stolen vehicle in the area. They have it and suspect in handcuffs, not far from Chappie's.
Nice.
Yeah. And then as I was coming into the building, I heard a mess of sirens. Sounded like they were going east of here.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's an accident at Eastern Boulevard and Young Barn.
Oh, Young Barn Lane.
So, with injury.
Oh, boy.
There's probably cops and ambulances. Starting things off, so yeah, let's make sure we keep up with the expected death and injury totals this holiday weekend by driving like idiots. Although I must say, it was pretty well behaved on my route today.
Well, I don't know if you noticed, but in Montgomery, I'm sure you have noticed, we don't have a whole lot of officers on the street, and I think people have figured that out, and they're not exactly going by the driving laws there, Greg.
You know what? I think with anybody that's criminally inclined, and by that I mean to break the law.
Yeah.
Any law. If you think you can get away with it, you'll do it.
It's human nature.
And they don't seem to be getting that message around the country in some of the big cities where they're just catching you. And it's just, I got to find this thing on my page that is really well done. It's about an initiative. This is the word I hate. When mayors use the word initiative, that means we're going to do nothing about it except piss away a lot of taxpayer money.
Yep.
That's our plan. We're going to piss it away. This guy here talks about an initiative from Mayor Adams in New York because they, like San Francisco and other big towns, the merchants are getting robbed blind.
Yeah.
All that hard work to open a business, grow the business, and now just walk in with your pals, help yourself, and walk out because we're not going to bother unless it's more than $1,000. And that's because it's not their $1,000 that's being stolen.
Thank you.
Somebody else's assholes. Anyway, here is Mayor Adams' plan for dealing with... What's the right descriptive here? Outrageously out of control shoplifting in New York City. Listen.
New York thinks a kiosk will stop shoplifters. New York City Mayor Eric Adams is proposing a plan to stop shoplifting. One of his ideas is to put in a special service kiosk in the stores to connect would-be thieves with social service programs. I doubt that thieves will use the kiosk because they are in the middle of robbing the store. Why stop the kiosks? Why not have a therapeutic petting zoo right by the cash register so that shoplifters can de-stress with a few minutes of bunny cuddling before they make their getaway? The proposal from Adams also wants to give first-time offenders intervention programs instead of prosecution. Perhaps they could also give trophies to first-time offenders. They also want to have de-escalation training for people working in the store. The only way they could de-escalate shoplifting any further in New York City is if they offered to bag the stolen goods for the thieves, and maybe offered gift wrapping if they're stealing something for that special someone.
Please like, comment, and subscribe.
I don't get it. You've seen, and I'm sure you've seen the videos of like, big retailer stores in California and things where everything's locked up behind the counter. Every single thing you want.
Yeah.
What kind of shopping experience would that be? That would be awful. Miserable.
Awful. Because most people are inclined to play by the rules.
Right.
But we don't care about the people who want to play by the rules. We don't want to protect the people that play by the rules. We want to screw them.
Yep.
So we can pander to the a-holes of the world. I absolutely love what's happening to the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Really, Greg? I always wanted to talk about that.
If you... did you catch our interview with Mark Robert?
I caught yesterday? Part of it, but I've been keeping up with the stories, and it's...
He's got real insights. Of course, he's based in L.A. So he's got real insights to how the Dodgers front office is decomposed. And they have painted themselves into this... huge corner by first saying we're going to honor the transgender nuns, and they're Catholic haters, and so no, we're not going to. And then they get blowback. It's like Bud Light with Dylan Mulvaney. They lost 30% of their business from that partnership, and that number is likely only to grow.
It's continuing to grow.
And then they lost the gay bars because they didn't stand up for Dylan Mulvaney. And so they've got the world cornered, man. They, you know, you can't win.
Right. Well, you see,
you can only lose.
Target's taking a hit, and I'm glad to see it.
They look. Target stores need to be vacant. I have gay friends who are appalled by what Target is doing and the kinds of products they're offering. There's a group called Gays Against Groomers. They're not down with any of this. Most of the people I've known. One of the first radio people in America to come out in the 70s, mm-hmm. which was really bold in those days, was a guy named Neil Rogers in Miami. And he used to go off the rails on groups with the garish parades and the feathered boas. Mm-hmm. That's what he called them, the feathered boa crowd. He said, you're not helping us. You're scaring people. It's too freaky. We just want to live our lives. Mind their own business, leave us the hell alone. But they can't do that because they are attention-seeking missiles that will never, ever, ever have enough attention. By the way, no less authority than Vladimir Putin has warned the West that the left's woke garbage is similar to tactics used by Soviet commies.
Thank you.
How about that? I mean, even Putin is making fun of us. Stupid. All right, let me find this story on Fox. Oh, crime-riddled Los Angeles brings back highly controversial bail policy after judge's ruling.
Yep, they'll have no choice at getting... But it's, I don't want to say it's too late because I'm glad to see they're doing something, but...
Oh, now, this is new. Dodgers' Clayton Kershaw, who is destined for the Hall of Fame, mm-hmm. says team will hold Christian Faith and Family Day amid Pride Night controversy. How are they going to do that? Pitching ace Clayton Kershaw announced on Twitter that the team will be relaunching its Christian Faith and Family Day. Relaunching means they probably had stopped doing it.
Yes.
July 30th against the Reds. Excited. And I got news for you. I know a little bit about this Kershaw guy.
Yeah?
I don't think he is down with... I mean, this team and Mark mm-hmm. explained it beautifully. And here's the usual BS. There's words I absolutely have come to despise. After much thoughtful feedback from our diverse communities, honest conversations within the Los Angeles Dodgers organization, and I have a feeling some of those sounded like... The Dodgers would like to offer their sincerest apologies to the Sister of Perpetual Indulgence, members of the LGBTQ plus community, and their friends and families. The MLB team announced it would be honoring the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence, a group of queer and trans nuns.
I don't think they're real nuns, though. I've even had a couple calls that said these are not real nuns.
Oh, no. No, they're not real nuns. They're absolutely Satan worshipping.
That's what I thought. The complete opposite. Are they?
Yeah, okay. Exactly. Okay. They're just mocking.
Yes.
They quickly received backlash from religious groups for the decision, given the history of anti-Catholic messaging and the shocking performances. The team said last week it would no longer be honoring the group during the upcoming LGBTQ event. Given the strong feelings of people who have been offered by the sisters' inclusion in our evening and an effort not to distract from the great benefits that we've seen over the years of Pride Night, we are deciding to remove them from this year's group of honorees. Honoring them with what?
I thank you. And for what?
Are you going to drape a medal over their necks? Anyway, they, as Mark pointed out, the Dodger fan base is probably somewhere around 70 to 75% Catholic. Very large Hispanic community.
Thank you.
And they tend to take that seriously. So we'll see if it hurts the Dodgers' attendance. I'm watching it.
Well, I noticed that in sports in general, whether it be baseball or even hockey. When they're doing these Pride Nights, and we have a lot of players from other countries.
Yeah.
And in fact, in hockey, we had a guy stand up. He's like, I'm not playing that night. I'm not playing.
Yeah, he refused to wear the jersey.
Right.
I believe he was a Russian.
Yes, he was.
This is insanity. And they're getting away with it because they know they can. That much of the corporate leadership, political leadership of this country is composed of cowards. Or as Don Markwell would call them, the P word. On the other hand, hard to defend Pink Floyd legend Roger Waters performing in Berlin wearing a Nazi-style uniform. What the hell, man?
I saw that this morning. I didn't get to read the article, but how do you explain that one away?
He wore a black trench coat with a red armband and appeared to mimic the SS outfit from World War II, and they flew a pig over the stadium with a swastika, among other symbols.
Wow.
And the inflatable pig bearing the stars, David.
I saw that.
What the hell? Why are you bringing that back? I mean, God. We need to take all these people and just ask one question.
What is wrong with you?
Here's Crawdaddy at 313.
The wall at the theater, and part of the gist with that uniform, minus swastikas and all that, it was kind of a take from The Wall, the movie picture. I don't know if you saw it or not.
Oh, right? Yeah. I remember that now.
Yeah, it was the black, and they were, because the whole thing about the wall, it was pseudo-biographical about, you know, what happened, World War II, bombing of Berlin, and all that stuff. So the character dressed in black, you know, I got that part, but no swastika crap.
I don't think we bring that back.
Yeah, but anyway, it is happy hour, so
yes,
I thought I would interject something at this point that, Greg Budell, you have hair that is so much nicer than Freddie Mercury.
I agree. You got body.
You okay, Greg?
I'm drinking this in. If you don't believe me, listen closely while I drink it in.
I can do that. So, Greg,
yes.
Later on today when you decide to play stuff for us,
do that anytime, actually.
I would love to hear Dog Jeopardy, of course.
Dog Jeopardy.
Yes, sir.
We will get right on that request.
Have a good day, everybody.
You too, Crawdaddy.
I saw a thing this morning that I believe is a dog that they think can say, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. And I have it right here. does this dog say, oh yeah?
Can I get a oh yeah? Oh yeah!
Pretty close.
I mean, I think that's one of those things you can believe it if you
right.
want. But we're just throwing it all out there. Yeah, it is Friday. It is Memorial Weekend. I love what you and Joey were discussing as I was driving in.
We have a good fun show.
But I have great faith. This is not an audience that requires a lecture on what you should really be thinking about this weekend. We're there. I've been here 19 years. I know we're there. And while people will gather, I think, you know, a lot of the conversations that take place at a lot of parties this week will be about people that serve, talking about
certainly
members of the greatest generation in the family and so forth. And I have great faith in that here. This is a wonderful place. Oh, by the way, we'll have a fresh, just in case.
Oh, I'll go ahead and tell you. It's about half gone.
Oh,
I got family coming tomorrow, so I'm debating, Greg, whether do I present half a pie or I just finish it off myself.
Well, there may be one left at Mama's Produce, but there will be at least six, maybe eight tomorrow morning.
Excellent.
When they open. I'll be up there early tomorrow with a fresh batch of pies. The Key Lime Pie Factory working overtime. And 10% of all proceeds go to Prattville Otago Humane Society, helping them out and every way they can. So, at 3:17, what the... You know, I've got 500 souvenir program logs, but not the one I need for today. Where do I, you know, it's because I rushed out of here in the morning. I don't say here it is, I think.
Found it.
Yes, here it is. All right. Let me take a moment. A lot of people are going to be doing some shopping this weekend. In fact, my first Memorial Weekend here was spent at Jack Ingram.
I remember this story, and I love hearing it every year.
Yeah, at the Volkswagen store. And I was excited because I was new to the area, and it was my first opportunity to get to learn the local car dealers. And I was so impressed with what I saw there. And we talked a bit this morning about some of the great values, both brand new and certified pre-owned, they have at Jack Ingram Volkswagen. But they have really beefed the inventory. There are 505 new, used, and certified pre-owned vehicles. Six great brands with Audi, Mercedes-Benz, Nissan, Porsche, Volkswagen, and Volvo. And we're going to visit the value car lot because that's a Friday tradition and see what's happening there. And by the way, when you visit them online at jackingram.com, they've got all kinds of ways where you can save time at the store by pre-qualifying and so forth. They've got a couple of vehicles at 10 or under right now, a 2015 Fiat Sport 500. That's a nice-looking machine.
That's a nice car, and the mileage you're going to get on that gas mileage is amazing.
And the mileage on it is low.
Oh,
so
wow.
Great value, and if you do the online deal with Jack Ingram, it's $161 a month if that's how you budget for an auto. They got a 2011 Honda Fit Sport. Well, yeah, it's 11, 12 years old, but you know what? They run forever. I had a friend who had a Honda and got 293,000 miles out of it and only changed the tires and the oil on that thing. Loved it. And a 2011, if you got a new driver and you want them in something with a little muscle on the side, 2011 Lincoln MKZ base, that at 10 even. A 2016 Volkswagen Passat at 10 even, 170 a month online.
Man, that's a good deal.
10 grand for a 2016 Dodge Dart SXT. Fun machine, and a number of options just above that, but quite a few offering online deals under $200 a month. 32 lending partners. Don't let your credit get in the way of getting a new vehicle, good wheels. Stop and visit the incredible team with Tip and that great gang at Jack Ingram on the Boulevard and jackingram.com. 319.
Thinking about new flooring for your home or business? Since 1969, Georgia Floors Direct has guaranteed the lowest prices on the River Region's largest inventory of all types of flooring. Call or visit GFD today. Georgia Floors Direct, Eastern Boulevard, across from Lowe's.
All of May is earring fest at Marguerite's. Nothing is a better go-to than a pair of hoops.
Diamond in and out hoops starting at $199 or gold hoops starting at $99. Hundreds to choose from.
Personally, I'm a stud kind of girl.
Diamond studs galore at Marguerite's Earring Fest starting at $99.
In and outs, dangles, drops, hoops, and studs. Don't miss Marguerite's Earring Fest the entire month of May.
Marguerite's open 7 days a week in the Pepper Tree Shops on Vaughn Road. Hey, remember to send hubby in with that lost earring to match.
Finding great people to hire can be like trying to find a needle in a haystack. But not with ZipRecruiter. Their powerful matching technology delivers so many qualified candidates, it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. For less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
I have a personal stylist, and you can too. My Stitch Fix online stylist really gets me. I share my style, size, and budget, and they do the shopping. How I want, when I want. Updating my wardrobe with Stitch Fix is so easy. My stylist sends me the most amazing pieces, unique brands and styles I would have never tried on my own. I keep what I love and send back the rest. No subscription required. No commitment. Just my style. Stitch Fix. Get started today at stitchfix.com/radio.
That story and sampling that cake, I swear to you, I've seen grown men 6'2" stand there and boohoo cry.
April McClung was trying to raise money to send her 2 boys on overseas trips. She started baking a family pound cake recipe. Now she's in Sam's. Meet April on this month's Business Alabama Magazine Deep Dive. Listen to What's Working Saturday noon or find us online at whatsworkingcam.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Truckers, if you are looking for green grass, contact Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. In business since 1959 and still growing. Call today, 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Boy, oh boy, I think the news is just about perfect for the holiday weekend weather. The night's a little bit on the cool side. I think tonight and tomorrow night will be a little cool for May with a low temperature down to about 59, partly cloudy skies. Tomorrow's high temperature 81. On Sunday, upper 70s to around 80. Plenty of sunshine with comfortable days, cool nights. Memorial Day Monday, how about this? High of 84, lots of sun, and very low humidity. We hit the jackpot. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 4.25% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dog Jeopardy and your host, Alex Trebark.
We move on now to Double Jeopardy. Sparky, you had the low score at the end of the last round. Choose a category, please.
All right.
Horticulture for 200. The tough exterior covering of the common birch tree. No, I'm sorry, we cannot give that to you. It must be in the form of a question. What is bark? Sparky, you still have control of the board. Taboos for 600. And the answer is the new sofa and the poodle next door. Correct. What are 2 things you're not allowed on? Personal hygiene for 200. The answer is because they can. Scruffy, no. Bon Bon. Correct. The answer is because they can. The question, why do dogs lick their... Oh, and that means we're out of time. We'll return with Final Dog Jeopardy, where our category will be Scratch and Sniff, right after this.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
The big broadcast is called Happy Hour. It's like 93.1 on WAC. We would kick back a little bit on Friday. We've got news, yes. But we also have fun on request 272-9228. Sidekicking Eddie Vader and Rosie Brock.
And here they are.
And Jeb.
Please clap.
I understand that... I put it on my Facebook page early this morning. This is what I do all day. I put it up at 3 in the morning, and then 12 hours later, what's on my page? I forgot. I put a lot of good stuff up early in the morning because I'm in the mood to do it.
Yeah.
I love this birthday picture for the police dog. That just...
Aww.
That made me tear up. That made me tear up. It's a beautiful thing.
That's the one that got me right there with the orangutans.
Yeah. Goose.
That just got me.
Live from the Audubon Zoo. That's funny. This is a woman. The woman who tells you leave the toilet seat up. Look at the counter in that sink.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've seen that. I licked a pickle puss in the dish.
Oh, God.
That woman is the most grotesque. She could scare the dog off a Greyhound bus with that face.
She's
talking
just
about
so
joy. Oh,
hateful.
Look at this. 234 reactions. That's great. That's great. Oh, here it is. Jill Biden apparently yes. thought everybody should break into loud applause and ended up coming off more like Jeb Biden. But I got to, can I find the audio for this? This is it, I think. Hang on, everybody. You know how we do it here on the fly. There's no planning. We just do it. All right.
And
the volume up. How does the volume go up in this?
Right there.
Okay. Is it going to be there?
I've visited red states and blue states, and I found that the common values that unite us are deeper than our divisions.
Please
clap. I thought you might clap for that.
Ninny, if it was that good, they would have clapped when you said it. Right.
Well, they want to know what she thinks are common.
Well, yeah, what... I don't know. Red states and blue states. No, this is a war of right versus wrong,
yeah.
evil versus good, common sense versus complete crackpottery.
Yeah, but us common sense folks seem to be taking all the hits, Greg.
We're taking the hits, but we're fighting back effectively.
Thank God we are.
Just ask Bud Light how it's working out for
Ooh,
them these
yeah.
days. And I'm telling you, Target has already lost $9 billion in corporate value.
Yep.
That number's going to get worse.
I'm just proud to see Americans are finally voting with their paychecks again, their pocketbooks.
It's the only way.
It's the only way. That's right.
I feel for, because I was the parent of a little girl, and you were always hoping for that next Disney thing to happen. Mm-hmm. So you could, and The Little Mermaid live action is out today. I'm hoping people will ignore it. First of all, it doesn't look anything like the Little Mermaid
it does
cartoon.
Not correct.
And it's probably all chock full of woke BS. But the thing is, if you're going to make a point with Disney, if you don't like what they're doing, if you don't like the child grooming and the woke-titude and everything else that they're shoving up our butts, don't see the movie! Find something else to do. There's other stuff. There's other stuff. Go to the park and fly a kite. I promise you that will be more rewarding than any movie could be. And it's a good weekend for it. So I am going to be watching that very carefully to see what kind of box office it gets this weekend. I think it's going to bomb.
I hope so.
It will not make back the money they spent to make it. And they just don't... The scary part is, when a company screws up once and it costs them big, they don't make the same mistake a second time.
Right.
But they just... don't seem to care.
They seem to double down on stupid.
In the meantime, 7,500 of their woke mouseketeers are on the unemployment line over the last 2 or 3 months. And we posted a picture earlier this week of Disney World looking like an absolute ghost town.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you got to vote with your pocketbook.
I think that's the only thing we can do because no matter what, companies, the only things companies listen to are their bottom line. And I think a lot of companies did look at Bud Light and said, you know, okay, it'll pass. Well,
Damn.
It hasn't passed yet. So I'm hoping lessons are being learned.
No, it's almost 2 months, and it's only getting worse.
Yeah, I saw an article yesterday. Well, they will, and I forget where it's at, but there's a state where if you buy Bud Light, you send them the receipt, and Budweiser will send you basically a gift card for that amount back. And they're still not selling.
Part of the thing is, who wants to be the person at a party with a Bud Light
I tell you, well, we're at a bar.
And invite a conversation yeah. with somebody who's been drinking something else. You don't want that. Nobody wants that. Nobody wants that kind of attention.
No,
is that beer that good? It's worth it?
No, but it's just, like for me, I've drinking Bud Light most of my life. So when I go to a bar and, you know, just natural reaction, bartender says, what do you want? Well, usually a Bud Light. Well, now it's back to asking, well, what do you got? Because I don't want Bud Light. What else you got out there?
Coors Light is having trouble keeping up with production.
Right. There's several of them that are.
The problem is that they have so infiltrated these people at a corporate level that who knows what we're going to do. We may not have a good beer option.
We need to purge.
Purge, baby.
Yep.
We are at 3:30. if your love life, guys, has been less than, let's use the word lackluster, low energy, low libido, ED issues, there's a place here in town that can turn that right around for you. That's a medical condition. In fact, it's, you could describe it as normal, something that occurs with the aging process as your body stops producing what used to be a normal level of testosterone. And it impacts you. It impacts you how you wake up, the kind of energy you feel to get through the day, and all the other attendant issues to a good and healthy love life. If that's not happening for you, the most important $99 you may ever invest is at Montgomery Men's Health for the test that will determine that level, and then receive medical solutions to a medical condition prescribed by a board-certified urologist. Solutions for ED you cannot find anywhere else. And I'm telling you, I applaud those who listen to my show and Joey's show as well, who have come forward and said, thanks for turning me out of that place. It's turned their life around. There's no shame in that. The only shame is when you don't do anything about a problem. That's something to be ashamed about. And it can not just improve your love life, but your entire energy and karma getting through the day, you know, just that get up and go. If it got up and went, get it back at Montgomery Men's Health, 440-3663, or montgomerymenshealth.com online, as we welcome Paul to the show.
Howdy, howdy, Greg.
Hey, Paul.
And did I hear you at 80?
Well. Yes.
Hey, Paul.
That's another combination right there. Yes, sir?
I don't know if you know, but you won the Sweet Creek drawing on Joey's show. So don't hang up. I got to get some info from you. Yeah, I knew you weren't listening because you didn't call when we called.
Well, usually for our first hour on Friday, our first 10 calls are, did I win the Sweet Creek with Joey? That Joey's so cute. I just love him. Is he really Greg's son?
I was probably either out of reach where I couldn't hear it on the radio, or I was out of the truck. So, you know, that's why I didn't call. When I got back in the truck, y'all was like within the last few minutes. I'm like, hell, I ain't going to bother right now. But anyway, Greg.
Yes.
You wild man. I'm sure someone else has brought this up before. But
that's what she said.
I don't think it's just, like I said, you wild man. You ain't going to let me get this out, are you? But I believe that we should not only boycott the Bud Light, but anything that Anheuser-Busch puts out.
Yeah.
And since this company from Europe bought them out, we need to know the brands that they put out.
Yeah, and they are the other Anheuser-Busch brands are hurting.
Yeah, yes they are.
And the company value is down many billions of dollars. So, and I don't see this changing.
No.
We have to get to the point where we have to not forgive the unforgivable.
Exactly. And I was just going to bring that up to Eddie.
You know what? When they did that Dylan Mulvaney thing, what they did was they insulted every genuine woman on the planet.
Yeah.
Because they made this can for him to celebrate girl. He likes to play not just a girl, but a young girl, like a teenage girl. He is a creep. And after seeing him in the bathtub and everything else, thinking, what the hell were you thinking? I mean, draw a line somewhere.
Right.
Draw a line somewhere. This has gone from acceptance to having it
just shoved down your throat.
Yeah.
And you're forced to take it.
That almost makes the pervert look like he's a okay dude.
That's not okay.
As far as I'm concerned, well, no, it's not. I'm just saying it almost does. Well, that's pedophile. I don't care what color you paint that.
He wears a lot of it. He's not a woman. As Megyn Kelly pointed out, he doesn't know the first thing about being a woman. So cut the crap. Yeah. If how do I put this in a delicate, family-friendly way?
Intact.
If he's still got his that's it. Sure. You are not a woman. You are a male. And until you make those changes to show how committed you are to your womanhood, cut the crap. I got to run.
Hold on, Paul. I need to take your information.
Yeah.
The Sweet Creek. I'm serious. Hey, I heard you talking about Brett Lanham's new look with Joey.
And a guy has got so much passion, Greg.
Oh,
yeah. Smart as he can be.
That whole team is amazing.
Yeah.
You've been to Warehouse.
Oh, yeah.
You've got to see our patio because it was, to be polite, dingy. You know, the dirty paint.
Right.
And a lot of paint chips and the doors looked like it was just embarrassing. So, to the rescue, Brett Lanham, the color consulting team went over different schemes with Roz. She picked colors, combined them in the suggestion that they gave, and then Scott Bowers came out and painted it for us week before last.
Looks great, don't it?
Transformative.
Love that.
Oh, man. I mean, I would doubt that patio has looked that good since the day that house was built.
Is that right?
Yeah. I mean, perfectly selected colors, nice pastels. The doors are, it's almost unrecognizably good. It is a new look. And if that's what you want, and you want people who are unafraid to offer suggestions and help guide you to good choices, take it from somebody. I don't know if I told you this lame-ass story, but I had a house in Florida right down the street from my friend Kathleen, and I had it about 6-7 years, and I said, you know, this thing needs a fresh coat of paint on the outside. So I went to a paint place, and I'm looking at different colors, and I saw a very light yellow.
Yeah.
And I thought, that would be nice in the sunrise to see this. Well, so I bought a 5-gallon container of this light, bright yellow paint, started putting it on. I actually had a neighbor from across the street, nice people, come over and say, you're really not painting your house that color, are you? And I took a step back and I said, you know what? It looks like I'm turning this into a giant canary.
Is that right?
I wish the people I had bought the paint from had advised and consulted a little bit with their expertise, but they did not. So that's the difference that people that know what they're talking about can make. So newlookdecoratingcenter.com or stop by and see Brett Lanham and his incredible team of professionals. They're on Atlanta Highway at Bell Road. And, boy, from the minute you walk in, the enthusiasm, the energy, it'll carry you to that new look you want for your home. We are at 3:37. We're going to hit the traffic dungeon for the first time. Rich is forecast ahead, some local news and more.
Traffic is brought to you by Dylan Rings. Dylan Rings has great watches and beautiful rings. Yeah. Or have Josh design a piece of jewelry for you. Shop Dylan Rings now at 119 Brown Springs Road. And check them out on Facebook.
From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, here's the latest traffic update.
My goodness, we are busy everywhere this afternoon around the boulevards, I-65 and 85, flowing good through the interchange, but light to mostly moderate traffic. Taylor Road's a bit busy, and we are very busy on 231 inbound to Wetumpka. Crapwell Millbrook giving us busy, but all clears at the moment. Buckle up, be safe out there. We're going to keep you updated if any accidents pop up. Larry Live Oak, make sure you have the right insurance for your needs and lifestyle. Larry's been customizing insurance since 1988. Call Live Oak Insurance, 4791 Main Street in Millbrook, 334-285-2881. Wendell J., Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Here comes Suns. Suns Kia of Montgomery. Shop for a Kia Rain or Shine online anytime at Suns Kia of Montgomery. Family owned, family driven.
Well, we shut everything down when we see this name on the board. Eric the Dog.
Hola.
What up, dog?
How y'all doing? Well, it's Friday.
Yes.
That's a good thing. I only had to work from the house this weekend, so...
That's all right.
That's much better. You know, I'm glad we have Monday off, but it's a... It's really a somber occasion for the reason that we have it off. And,
yes.
You know, I appreciate more than I can actually articulate the sacrifices that those people made for us.
Yes, and you honor the equipment they used to keep us free with your handiwork.
Yes, sir. Really cool. I try to take great pride in what we do, yeah. And who we do it for is always a consideration.
Yep.
And a lot of hard work goes into that, but it ain't nothing compared to what service members do and have done, and I'm glad to do it. I'm glad I got the opportunity to do it. And Greg, I got one of your pies, but I'm proud to say I didn't eat the whole thing in one sitting.
Did you go to Mama's Produce?
Amateur.
No, Eddie, look, you have to do things for
appearance sake. So
I see.
My wife said when I got it out, she's like, there won't be any of this left because she thought I had forgot about it in the refrigerator. I was like, oh, yeah, I forgot about it.
Tammy just contacted me from Mama's Produce. They are out, so they will have at least 7 in the morning.
Wow.
Wow.
Well, I might be able to sneak and get me one. But she ate a piece, and then I ate a little bit. And then she said there won't even be anything left, so I didn't eat it all. So the next day I went and got it out, and she's like, I asked her if she wanted half of what was left, and she's like, there's not even anything in there. I was like, okay. So I started eating, and she's like, I'll take it. I was like, there's not even anything in here. But she likes it. My wife likes it, too, and she's kind of a finicky eater, so. But those key lime pies, I could kill them in one sitting.
No doubt.
No problem.
Well, yeah, I will take that as a great compliment from you, my friend.
Thank you, good. All right, y'all. How about today sometime, Greg, if you can play that Aaron Lewis song, Am I the Only One? That'd be a good song for today, I think.
He's the same guy that did You Think My Dog's a Democrat?
No. Aaron Lewis.
Aaron Lewis, okay.
Yeah. That one.
I thought I might have that in the system. I don't.
You used to, because I remember you played it a lot. It's been a long while, though.
Yeah, let me check one other, because he might be listed under Aaron.
Aaron?
No, I have Aaron Rodgers and I have ARP, but I don't have Aaron. So we'll work on it.
Right on. Eddie, I'm going to call you later on.
All right, brother. We'll talk tonight.
All right, brother.
I feel like I'm in the middle of a club here. That's kind of cool. We're going to have some fun coming up in our most electrifying story of the day. So stay tuned for that. We have your local news now and Rich's forecast in a few.
From WAKA Channel 8, I'm Savannah Sapp. A report has been released on the fiery crash that killed 8 girls from Tallapoosa County Girls Ranch 2 years ago. The National Transportation Safety Board says speed on a wet road with low visibility is likely the cause of the crash. The pileup happened on I-65 northbound between Greenville and Fort Deposit. Along with the girls from the ranch, a father and his baby daughter were also killed. The crash involved 10 passenger vehicles and 2 commercial trucks. The report describes a chain of events as the trucks and a SUV slammed into the cars, which had slowed down because of minor crashes just ahead. The search continues for an escaped inmate with a violent record. Officials with the Department of Corrections says Tandian Studemeyer escaped from the Staten Correctional Facility in Elmore County around 2 o'clock Thursday morning. He's serving a sentence for an attempted murder charge in Montgomery County. If you see him or know where he is, call 911. For more, watch WAKA Channel 8 and ABC 32. I'm Savannah Zab.
Hello, hello. This is Christina, and as the managing partner of the all-new Lexus of Montgomery, I couldn't be more excited to welcome you to our dealership. Our team is dedicated to providing the ultimate luxury car buying experience. We are committed to making luxury affordable for everyone in the community. We understand that owning a luxury car may seem like a dream that's out of reach, but we're here to change that. Everyone deserves to experience the joy of driving a Lexus. And with our wide range of finance offers, we can make it a reality. Our grand opening event is a perfect opportunity for you to see for yourself why Lexus is the number one luxury car brand in the River region. As managing partner, I take pride that we are not just a new dealership, but an active member of the community. Come see us. We have the perfect Lexus for you. This is Christina, and I want to sell you a car. Come visit the all-new Lexus of Montgomery today or shop online at LexusMontgomery.com.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-306-8158 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-306-8158. That's 800-306-8158. What do you have to lose? Call 800-306-8158. Again, 800-306-8158.
Hi, I'm Steve Tatum. Vice President, General Manager of Bama Budweiser, your local Bud Light distributor. There's been a lot of discussion, frustration, and even anger across the country regarding just one single can made of Bud Light that was produced for a social media influencer. We, too, at Bama Budweiser are upset about it and have made our feelings known to the top leadership at Anheuser-Busch. The voice of the consumer has been heard, and Anheuser-Busch has taken action. We at Bama Budweiser, an independent wholesaler, employ around 100 people who live here, work here, and our children go to school here. We do not, and as I said before, did not support this issue involving Dylan Mulvaney. There was one single can made, was not for sale, and wasn't properly approved. As a result, the Bud Light brand has new leadership. Dylan Mulvaney is not under contract with Bud Light. The videos you may have seen are Mulvaney's own social media post that went viral, and many web-based news outlets have distorted the story. You deserve to know the truth, and life is too short to let a couple of individuals decide what you can eat or drink or spend your hard-earned money on. And remember, making friends is our business, not enemies.
Want to grab lunch?
I can't. Gotta pick up my dry cleaning or I won't have anything to wear to work tomorrow.
There's never enough time. That's why I switched to Worth Cleaner's new 24/7 express kiosk on Vaughn Road. I can drop off and pick up my laundry and dry cleaning anytime I want, day or night.
Wow, Worth Cleaners sounds like the solution.
Worth Cleaners is excited to announce their 24/7 express kiosk. This is the first service of its kind in Montgomery and will allow customers to drop off and pick up the dry cleaning and laundry at their convenience, day or night, any day of the year. Even if you've never used Worth Cleaners before, you can go into their location at 7825 Vaughn Road today and use their 24/7 express kiosk. Instructions along with several descriptive photos are posted on the wall to aid customers who are first-time users. Visit our Vaughn Road location or find Worth Cleaners on Facebook for more information. Your family's clothing is worth it.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpets, where you will find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with exceptionally clean, smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Boy, oh boy, I think the news is just about perfect for the holiday weekend weather. The night's a little bit on the cool side. I think tonight and tomorrow night will be a little cool for May with a low temperature down to about 59, partly cloudy skies. Tomorrow's high temperature 81. On Sunday, upper 70s to around 80. Plenty of sunshine with comfortable days, cool nights. Memorial Day Monday, how about this? High of 84, lots of sun, and very low humidity. We hit the jackpot. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Graduating? Bring your diploma to Sons Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Montgomery and get a $250 credit towards the purchase of a new or used vehicle. Sons CDJR. Family owned, family driven.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And now the unsung hero of the day. Here is to you, Mr. Grillmaster of Wieners. This Memorial Day weekend, it's your time to shine and light things and slow cook them. All while holding a beer in one hand and a pair of tongs in the other. Nobody can handle 20 pounds of wieners and pork ribs like you. You're the daddy-o of the patio. So put on your King of the Grill apron and get rip-roaring drunk. All while grilling meats and playing with fire. So grill on, Mr. Master of Wieners. Grill on. You're our unsung hero of the day.
Well, I'll tell you what, I may not be a master wiener, but I did do a great job on a couple of Polish sausages for Rich this morning.
Yay.
And I believe a week from today, the next boom will be out. And it goes inside the whole News Talk breakfast special thing. It's called Five Rubens to Go, inspired by our TV appearance a couple of days ago. JB, it is 3:49. Welcome to the show.
How you doing, Mr. Udell?
How are you?
Well, I am the luckiest guy right now.
And that's because?
I picked up your last pie.
Oh,
and Mama's. Wow. Yes. Well, thank you, first of all, because a portion of that goes to Prevalatauga Humane Society.
Yes, I play music, so I wish I could get some guys together and just play music and let people donate. Something I've been thinking about doing for a couple of years. Matter of fact, I was thinking about it when Emily was, you know, co-hosting with you.
Yeah.
I always thought about it. It'd be cool if I could get some of my other bandmates and and other guys that I know that play music and just do something for these for the Autauga County and Prattville Humane Shelter. But I haven't been able to put anything into the works yet, but that's something I'd like to do.
So where do they go? No deadline. Do it when you're ready.
Yes. Well, anyway, I was going to let you know I got your last pie.
Thank you, sir. And we appreciate it.
Have a great weekend.
All right. We welcome Papa B.
Hey.
Hey. Yeah.
Hey, man. Yeah, Greg, you put your daughter through college, didn't you?
I'm sorry, you're kind of garbled here.
Oh, really? Well,
I'm not know.
Are you on Bluetooth?
No. Wait a minute. Let me see if I can get this right. How about that?
Okay, we can go from here.
Better?
So okay. Please repeat what you first said.
You put your daughter through college, did you not?
Now I can't understand what you're saying.
I'll have to call back. I'm sorry.
All right. Do me a favor. Wait till after the top of the hour so we don't have to rush him. And, yeah, that makes me feel real nice. Thank you. So I get a note from Skipper, who is always on top of the police scanner. Check this story out. Cops breaking up a fight between a male and female over one having syphilis and not telling the other.
Oh, jeez.
On the street, fighting.
Well.
What a beautiful statement.
I mean, I understand why the one who didn't know is mad, but it is treatable.
Yeah, it was too late for Al Capone.
Yeah.
That killed him. In fact, I've been to Al Capone's house on Star Island. It's not his anymore. I don't know who ended up owning it, but I've been in the place. And when you realize some of the notorious characters that came and went from that location. Wow, we are approaching the 4 o'clock hour already. Wow. Remember, you're better with Bader. Hey, would you like me to post a video of the Choctaw House?
I would love to. And, okay. And let me go ahead and put it out there if you don't mind, Greg.
No, go ahead.
If you guys know any real estate agent that might be struggling a little bit, which most of them are right now, times are a little tough, we are doing a buyer's agent bonus of $5,000 to any real estate agent, licensed agent, that will bring us a buyer to 211 Choctaw Drive. It's a wonderful four-bedroom, two-bath house located in Arrowhead. The house has been completely remodeled top to bottom. We've got granite countertops that match from the, let's say, from the kitchen. We've got both the master baths have been completely redone with matching granite countertops in there. New flooring, new paint. The yard is fenced in the back if you've got pets or you've got kids that want to play in the yard. And it's got a two-car garage as well. So we've got it priced, I believe, at $299. So again, my name is Eddie Bader. My number is 322-0662. If you've got a buyer, call me up. I'd love to show you that house.
All right, I am posting this. Wouldn't you like to be my neighbor?
That worked very well with Pam's property, buddy.
call at Eddie Bader, right?
Yep.
At 322-0662.
Thank you, Greg.
My pleasure, sir. My pleasure, sir. We're going to be going back to a Facebook message I sent myself earlier today. Because that's what I do. I just know myself well enough. Because you know what? There's so much to cover.
Dude.
So when I come across something I want to share with the listeners, I really got to benchmark it.
I've started emailing to myself, but unfortunately I get 10,000 emails a day. So some of my stuff is getting lost.
Oh, I see. by the way, I sent a note to Mark Robert after yesterday's show, and I said, that was Radio Rhapsody, my friend. It was so much fun. And then we had Wayne Allen Root on it at 4:10, and that guy is a freight train.
Yeah.
But I've always admired his coherent essays. He's a rock hard conservative, and, he knows his stuff. So it's one of those situations where you just try to manage it by letting him speak. And the good thing about that is that he's got a book out called Buy Cut. We're getting a copy.
Right. Yay.
He's sending us one.
Cool.
And it's all about what we're doing now without instruction. And that's, you know, letting Target and Bud Light and...
Well, Nike. Nike's doing the same thing. They're just not getting the pushback, which
Adidas
I don't understand
too.
That.
Adidas too. Little Dylan Mulvaney running around in an Adidas sports bra. That's a... There's women that have real breasts that don't think that's cute. He doesn't have boobs. He's wearing it.
Yeah.
The time of the tone is 3:55, and my tone is getting ugly, so I think it's time we went to the next hour. Before we do that, a reminder that if you encounter a domestic situation, now that could be something you're sort of anticipating, a divorce. Do yourself a favor. Do not try to manage it yourself, because when you get emotionally engaged, you lose focus, sight of the big picture. And if you have kids involved, your goal should always be, take it from me, it can be done if you really work on it. Your goal should be to transition to the next phase of your life without damaging your kids, period. It helps to have a manager through that, an advocate and a manager. That's what Delkin Tomlinson bring to the table. For people who are going their separate ways, no matter how amicable, you still got two adults going in different directions, and you want to make sure that you can live whatever that arrangement is. Don't, you stay out, let them do their job. If you are ambushed by an attempted change in an already existing arrangement, that too can send you through an emotional loop. Don't let that happen. 819-4810 and engage two women who will give you the power of advocacy and the expertise you need to get to the other side of the issue. They also do wills. They also do mediations and a whole array of family services, including adoptions, that you can see at thealabamafamilylawyers.com. Thealabamafamilylawyers.com or call 819-4810 for Delkin Tomlinson, Attorneys at Law.
A representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Quick, Jay, this one.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, here's the latest traffic update.
We had an accident earlier, Norman Bridge Road at Edgemont. Use caution there. We believe that we may have a new accident now on the Eastern Boulevard in the vicinity of Carmichael near I-85. Please use caution as you approach that intersection. Very busy on Taylor Road, Atlanta Highway outbound, 231 to Wetumpka, I-65 and 85, light to mostly moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery. From a simple patient transport to life or death situations, Haynes Ambulance there for you both on the ground and in the air. Haynes Ambulance ready at a moment's notice. Wendell J. Skywatch Traffic.
Graduating? Bring your diploma to Sons Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Montgomery and get a $250 credit towards the purchase of a new or used vehicle. Sons CDJR. Family owned, family driven.
Today's show is brought to you by Cable News. Remember, it's not news unless we can drive it into the ground 29 hours a day.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Here are six things you need to know before you buy a home. Number one, find out how much you can afford and qualify for from a reputable local lender. Number two, write down a list of wants and needs for your next home and maybe your first home. Bedrooms and baths, size of the home, yard size, open floor plan or formal plan, storage requirements, garage or carport. What location is number three? East Side, Millbrook, Prattville, Wetumpka. Number four, are school zones important to you? If so, which school zones do you prefer? Number five, are there any special needs requirements? Wider hallways, ramps, universal designs. Number six, would you rather have a brand new home or an existing home? The answers to these questions will help you design a plan to buy your next home and have the right information. We provide a list of recommended local lenders and home inspectors. All you have to do is call the source, Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group, 221-2883.
Hey guys, are you looking for a professional and reliable tree service company in the